Well, I'm very pleased to welcome trainer Tony Dutrow back to Racetrackers. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Bill, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, we're calling you back to putting you on to have some great congratulations on a huge victory, a Grade One victory for your colt Motown. You traveled out of state, you went to the West Coast, and came back victorious.
Motown was just so promising. After we tried the turf with him at Belmont, and he was so impressive. He went forward just tremendously, and I thought that Motown and the Connections deserved a chance at a Grade One race with him. So that was the decision and the thinking behind all of it, to go out to Del Mar to try the Hollywood Derby.
Well, he's a beautiful looking colt, and I know he was impressive as a 2-year-old. You had a bit of a frustrating 3-year-old season, but now I guess he's found a home on the grass.
Bill, it was very frustrating to have a horse in your barn that you're so confident in his ability, and to watch him not achieve what you believe he's capable in. That was very discouraging and very puzzling.
How do you keep the faith to get to the bottom of the problem?
Well, Bill, it was easy to keep the faith because you're with Motown every day. You're watching him train, and you just get the feeling that he's a very good horse, and someday it was going to come back together.
And what do you see was the turning point? Do you think it's mostly the surface? I guess with having such success on the grass, there's no reason to go away from it again, I would think.
Bill, surface is the obvious, but Motown handles the dirt excellent in training.
Tony, I'm sorry, we lost you there.
But Motown handles the dirt so well in training in the mornings that I do want to give him another chance on the dirt in 2018.
Oh, well, that's excellent. Well, you know, Tony, we lost you there a little bit, I guess between the cell phone coverage, we lost you a little bit. But you were saying he handles it well, he trains well on the dirt, and your thoughts are that he's still talented enough or he still might like it enough, you're going to give him another shot on the dirt?
I don't know when, Bill. I don't know when, and I have not discussed it with the Coolmore people yet, but I do believe that Motown handles the dirt very well. But either way, it does look like Motown promises a great campaign next year.
Well, it's tremendous. Now, you mentioned to me that you were there in person to see it, which is obviously a lot of fun and rewarding. And you said this is the first time you've been to Del Mar.
I've been to Santa Anita and Hollywood. I've worked at both of those racetracks for Frankel in my younger days. But this is my first experience at Del Mar. And after the race, I told the people out there how nice they were.
You know, it always helps to get a win, makes everything a little nicer, but despite that, it is a beautiful place, right?
It's a beautiful place. One of the most beautiful racetracks I've ever seen in my career.
Yeah. Well, I want to congratulate you. I wanted to congratulate you so bad because we wanted to have you on before the race because we were rooting for you, but the schedule didn't permit, and I'm delighted to have you on afterwards. This year has been a big year for you. Maybe not necessarily a number of starts, but your percentage is surely high, and you have a bunch of nice horses and nice horses going forward. I'm particularly interested in a filly you have called Navajo.
Navajo, we believe, is a very nice filly. We thought she was a very nice filly before we ran her. And we run her first time out at Saratoga at 6 furlongs, and she ran very well. She come from next to last to finish second. And then we took her down to Belmont, and we stretched her out to a mile, and she was very, very good that day. Johnny Velazquez rode her, and she sat off the pace and finished up and won the race very easily, and Johnny was quite impressed with her that day. After that, we took her over to Aqueduct and raced her in a graded stake race, and she did not perform well at all. She fit in the race very well. She was a big favorite in the race, and and she failed to perform. And really puzzling, disappointing and puzzling. She seems to come out of the race very well. And maybe it was just a different surface at new Aqueduct's new surface that she didn't care for. But, well, she's resting right now in Ocala, and we'll start back with her right after Christmas. And we do believe that we have a promising filly on our hands in Navajo as well.
Excellent. Well, you know, one of the things you mentioned with that new track, I have had some of the riders tell me that sometimes the kickback on that new track is more stinging to horses, that it actually hurts a little bit. The new surface is a little more, I guess, pebbly-like, and that does discourage some horses at times when the first time they feel it. I mean, I guess from all your years, Tony, right, there are some things that, and handicappers don't understand it, but I know horsemen do. Sometimes there are things that are just unexplained.
Well, that's so true, isn't it, Bill? I think that the surface at Aqueduct is a very safe surface, but I don't think my filly cared for it. I can't come up with any other reason for it. But, yeah, there's so much in horse racing that's really unexplainable.
Yeah, I mean, trying to reduce everything to a number is a daunting task for people. People try to do it, but I just don't know if it applies all the time. There are times when there are just inexplicable efforts, and with that, there's opportunity. So if you're convinced she's a nice filly and you draw a line through it, I think she'll probably offer some value going forward next year.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well said.
One of the things that I've noticed is you've had an association with the owner of Navajo, which is Woodford Racing. They seem to be a tremendous outfit. They seem to put forth just well-bred horses at all times, and I'm glad to see you have them in the stable.
Boy, me too. They're the right people. They understand horse racing. They're some of the best people I've ever trained horses for, and I hope we're able to have some luck and keep it going.
Well, I'm sure you will. Where do you think you'll be stabling most of your horses this winter? I know on some years you've gone out to Oakland, so you always keep a string in New York. What will be your main focus this year?
Yeah, we'll be in New York with our average horses, and the better ones will go to Payson Park in Florida.
Excellent.
We went there last year at Payson, and it's a fantastic training center.
Well, you got a lot of excitement to look forward to in 2018. Motown with another added dimension and showing the promise that you always knew, fulfilling the promise you always knew he had. So congratulations on that, and congratulations. Just keep up the good work, and please stay in touch with us anytime you can.
Well, that's great, Bill. Once again, thank you for having me, and it's just been a wonderful experience with you.
Great. Thank you so much. Tony Dutcher, everyone. Congratulations again, Tony.